Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Come on, y'all, we right there. Let's do it. Let's go. Make it happen, y'all. Make it happen. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call in and listen live to the show. You can also, if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's episode, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air, and I will put you on the air, right? I'll put you on the air. Now, today's episode is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. All right, and don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in again. Now, today's word of the day is immense. Immense, I-M-M-E-N-S-E. Immense is an adjective, and it means marked by greatness, especially in size or degree. And it means supremely good. That's immense. So that's a great word for you guys to grab a hold of and put it in your memory bank, right? And use it whenever you want. Okay? Let's see. Let's look at the weather. I mean, right now it's 71 degrees in the ATL and constant rain. Constant rain. We're looking at rain all day today, at least till 3 p.m., and then clouds the rest of the day, and then rain again tonight at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So rain on Wednesday. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 81, Thursday 83, Friday 86, Saturday 88, Sunday 88. Thunderstorms, rain all week long. And my weather report goes all the way until next Wednesday, and it's rain, thunderstorms all the way until next Wednesday. So I can't even pull my convertible out all week or weekend long. And that's a shame, isn't it? That's your rain, your weather report for today. And so you guys, please carry your parkas, your raincoats, or whatever you call it, your umbrellas. Carry all that stuff with you today. Actually, just put it in your car and keep it there, and use it. Right? Don't be like me and go to work and you got your umbrella in the car and you still jump out of the car and go in to work without your umbrella. What kind of nonsense is that? But that happens to me a lot. Then when you come out of work and it's raining and you don't have your umbrella, you say, oh man, my umbrella in the car. That's just the way it is, right? So 71 degrees right now. So let's see. Okay, guys, so let's go ahead and get into the show. A lot of people been asking me about this, so I talked about it a little bit on last night with a friend of mine, but let's go ahead and get into it. Today's show is entitled, There's No Freedom of Speech for Colin Kaepernick, Then There's No Freedom of Speech for Us. Us, what I mean by us, I mean non-white people. If you thought that, if you thought that, if anyone else, or if you thought that any other white professional athlete would do something like this, or if any other white athlete would do something like this, what would be the consequences for him? What would be the consequences for him? I can tell you what I think it would be. I think it would be swept under the rug. I don't think he would be blackballed out of the NFL, especially if he's a decent player. So, why Colin Kaepernick? Why Colin Kaepernick? And because here's what I'm saying, and this is my argument about this. Now let me tell you this too, guys. This is my opinion. This is my show. And if you have a different opinion, that's fine. Call in, press the number one on your keypad. I'll put you on the show. You can give your opinion. That's what the show is for. Okay? But if you don't call in and give your opinion, please, guys, don't send me a 100 emails giving your opinion, saying I'm a dumbass or whatever you guys say. because if you don't want to call in and give your opinion on the show, your opinion don't count. Anybody can sit at a computer and write a comment and send it to me. That's fine. But here's what I'm saying. Is that if he's, this is the way he protests. America's supposed to be freedom of speech. You have the right to say what you think, what you like to say. That's called freedom of speech. And America allows you to protest whatever you're protesting if you're protesting it without violence or what do they call it? What kind of protest where you don't, you know, it's a peaceful protest. He's doing a peaceful protest. He's not out there in with the other citizens. And when he was out in San Francisco, he's not out there with the other citizens looting and burning up, you know, businesses and throwing chairs through windows and all this kind of stuff. That's not peaceful protest. He did peaceful protest, which is everything lined up. Everything that you were supposed to do to protest peacefully, to give you freedom of speech in America. So why now is he being blackballed from the NFL? No one wants to sign him. Well, I think someone's going to sign him soon. Okay? I think someone's going to sign him soon. They're going to take a chance. If Michael Vick can fight dogs illegally, go to jail for 3 years, come out of jail, and get back on someone's team, make money, able to save grace. Colin Kaepernick didn't do anything illegal. He's not going to jail. He did a peaceful protest against what I say, the flag and the national anthem. Think about it this way. The national anthem was written by a white man. The national anthem was written by a white man that owned slaves. The words in the national anthem, the land of the free, home of the brave. That's not true. Why did he write land of the why did he put land of the free in there? Because the people who were on the land in America weren't free. Supposedly, the people from England, the white people, they were free. Why were they free? And this is my opinion, guys. Don't send me texts. I'm getting text messages. Don't send me texts. Call in. Say something to me in my face. So why did he put home of the free in there? Why? I don't know. He owned slaves, so they weren't free. The Indians were here. Those are the natives, not these white people from England. Y'all not natives, if you didn't know that. So. And then when you get here, you bring guns and stuff and you start to kill off the Indians and take their land. So the Indians weren't free. They were free until the white people came in from England. They were free before then. But then when they came in from England on their boats, you know, it's funny when you think about it. And I just thought about this. They don't want other people to come here by boat. They turn them around in the middle of the ocean, get back, go back to where you came from. But that's exactly how they got here. By boat. And then you come here and you start killing off the Indians and taking their land. Okay? So I'm kind of going off riding on the edge of the road right here, getting off my subject. But I'm trying to help you guys to think about this. Land of the free, home of the brave. Home of the brave is, the Braves are Indians. I think he got that part right. Because this is the Native Indians' land, the United States. But they were killed off, taken over. Okay? Home of the free, land of the brave, however it goes. But that's not true. Because the guy that wrote the national anthem was a slave owner. He was a slave owner himself. Now you take Colin Kaepernick, who is not Caucasian, white, whatever you want to call it. He's protesting by kneeling down for the singing of the national anthem. Because just like a lot of people, he doesn't believe in the national anthem. He doesn't agree with the national anthem. I don't agree with it either. But when I was growing up, I didn't know what the national anthem was all about. He just did it, right? And then in schools now, you can't stand up and pledge of allegiance to the flag anymore. That's what we used to do when we were growing up. Now that's out of school. But why? Why did they take that out of school? Why aren't they protesting against stand up the first thing in the morning and do a national anthem? Pledge allegiance to the flag. What's the problem with that? Okay, so we get back to Colin Kaepernick. What's the problem with him kneeling down for the national anthem? What's the problem with that? Frank, he disrespecting the flag. What do you mean he disrespecting the flag? How is he disrespecting the flag? How is he disrespecting the flag? The question I asked on yesterday, how is he disrespecting the flag? Stars and stripes, red, white, and blue. How is that disrespecting the flag? Well, Frank, he disrespecting the guys and stuff who fight for freedom, who go out and fight for freedom for us. Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army. They aren't fighting for freedom for us. They fighting for freedom. Y'all with me? We're not scared of the Taliban or the whatever the hell they are. We're not scared of them. Okay? They want to hurt white people. They want to hurt y'all. I know there are, you know, white people listening to the show. That's fine. Call in. 818-301-5834. Call in. Press the number one on your keypad. Tell me your thinking. But the white people that formed the army, they who formed it, formed the army and the Navy and the Marines, because what? They scared of people coming in from the outside wanting to do what they did to the Indians. They're the ones who scared. We're not scared. what flag, what is he disrespecting? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is he disrespecting? Now, okay, you say we got freedom of speech, but he doesn't have freedom of speech. So that means we don't have freedom of speech, because I guarantee you if we go form a good group and go out there and start protesting something, someone's going to come to us and say, hey, you need to tone this down. You need to get in a room somewhere and do your thing. You don't need to be out here in the street in front of the Capitol protesting this stuff. Somebody's going to come and say that. Unless you're a group of white people. Yeah, I said it. So he doesn't have freedom of speech, Colin Kaepernick. And when there's someone else signing your paycheck, when there's someone else signing your paycheck, then yeah, they got the right to cut you loose. Okay? And that's what they did. My wife said, well, Frank, his game was going down. He didn't do much last year. Yeah, because they benched him. They benched him for what he did. The upper office, the NFL, put pressure on the San Francisco 49ers to bench Colin Kaepernick because of what he was doing. Had nothing to do with his play on the football field. Nothing to do with that. It's what he was doing, you can call it on the football field. It's what he was doing on the football field. He was on the football field when he kneeled down and wouldn't stand up for the pledge for the national anthem. Now tell me this: all the video and the pictures that you see of Colin Kaepernick on his knee, not standing for the national anthem. How many other guys did that same thing? You see people all around him that are kneeling as well. You see people on other teams, Miami, even Atlanta, all the other teams who were kneeling at the sound of the national anthem as well. Why aren't they blackballed from the NFL? Y'all ain't with me. Why aren't they blackballed from the NFL? Other people were doing the same thing that he was doing. Tell me, why weren't they, or why aren't they blackballed in the NFL? Why do they still have jobs? And only Colin Kaepernick don't have a job. Why is that? He's not hurt. I believe he can still throw that football. I believe he can still run that football. But now the owners are saying, well, we don't want to bring that negative publicity to our city, to our fans. Well, okay, so that's your right, right? You don't have to sign Kaepernick if you don't want to. If you think it's going to bring bad stuff to your city, you don't have to sign him if you don't want to. But it's not because of that. It's because of the brass and the higher ups in the NFL are telling you, hey, don't bring him in. This man just went to the Super Bowl a few years ago. Led his team to the Super Bowl a few years ago. Colin Kaepernick was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL a few years ago. But when he decided to stand up and, well, kneel down and not stand for the national anthem and he protesting the things that are happening to non-white people in the United States, Now it's a problem. Now it's a problem. Oh my God! If this is not the worst contradiction of the NFL, probably that I've ever seen. This is the worst contradiction of the NFL that I've ever seen. It's just the same as giving black coaches the opportunity to be head coaches in the NFL. They bring them in, interview them, and say, okay, we'll call you. The only reason they brought them in, they interview them, is because of the policy that they have in the NFL now. That you need to interview and hire some of these black head coaches. But if that's not something that you want to do, you don't have to do it. Right? So you bring him in and say, I did bring him in for an interview. He did a great interview, but we going with Chip Kelly. Now, is he still in the NFL? He was Kaepernick's coach last year. And I believe that had a lot to do with it as well. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where you calling from?
It's Big Man. What's happening?
Talk to me, son.
Yeah, hey. I mean, just got a chance to tune in, man. But your wife is right. He starts sucking by the end of the year. But my thing is, true enough, you have your truth and your beliefs. But you know, he did all this during the year, but yet when it came time to elect the president, he didn't even vote. So it's like a catch-22. You raising hell about your beliefs, but yet you didn't even take your rights to vote when you got people sitting there looking up to you and listening to you. Why you didn't vote? And we preach all the time about every vote count. So if he had a follower of people that listened to him, how many people didn't vote because he didn't vote?
I don't know, but actually, if you heard my show about the presidential election, although we voted, your vote don't count either in the presidential election. But that's another story right there.
Yeah,
but being in the United States, but being in the United States, the Russian vote counts. The Russian vote counts in the United States, but yours don't.
Hey, man,
go ahead.
Well, that's a story in itself. You do a whole day on damn Trump and his family in Russia, man. I never seen nothing like it. And, you know, I've listened to some sound bites today about how he would love to be in the White House. Obama, he golfs too much. I'll be at work. And got the feedback today that he's been in office, every 11 to 14 days, he's been at one of his golf resorts.
No. He don't
that's
want
a hell
the
of
job.
A job to have.
Yeah, he don't want that job. He just got in there to say he can get the job. That's all.
He got in there. Since he's been in there, he's been getting richer, richer and richer. The average of every time he stays at his resort, man, it costs the government anywhere from $16,000 to $20,000 a week at his resort.
Yep.
So, didn't mean to stray away from your conversation, man. But yeah, Laura was right. He was sucking at the end of the year, man. So, you know. Plus, you know, he did himself like Terrell and Ocho Cinco. That big distraction, man. A lot of them owners and team didn't want, man. And look at him now.
Yeah. But you know how long how How many years Matt Ryan been here? How long did he?
Hey, Matt Ryan been here what? 8-10 years?
Yeah, he sucked for about 9.5 of them 10 years.
But you know what? The funny thing about it, it's still big town. And when Big Show, who the hell is Matt Ryan?
I know it. Yeah. And that's another thing. You know, Big went to jail for 3 years, and he come out of jail fighting dogs, and they put him back in the NFL.
Man.
Somebody gonna take a chance on Kaepernick, and he'll have him a job soon.
Yeah, they took a chance on what old Buffer Chicago. He in Miami now.
Oh man, come on, Jay Cutler, man.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler worse than Tony Romo.
I know it.
And he come out. He retired from the NFL, but Dolphins called him and said, "Hey Jay, come on down here. We gonna sign you for 1 year, $10 million."
$10 million.
1 year, $10 million. What kind of crap is that, man?
Well, man, it's all in who you know. They're like these damn politics.
But guess where Jay Cutler is?
Which yeah.
He a white boy.
Politics, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate the call, Paul. Keep listening to the show, man.
You got it, bro. Later.
All right. So, and that's exactly what it is, guys. That's exactly what it is. How many other quarterbacks out here better than Jay Cutler? Kaepernick better than Jay Cutler. Why did Jay Cutler retire from the NFL? Because of what? He's not a good quarterback. He sucked in the NFL. Been with Chicago for 10 years. He stay hurt half the year, every year. I mean, I don't know, man. If, like I said, if Kaepernick can't have freedom of speech, then we don't have freedom of speech. You know, if Kaepernick doesn't have freedom of speech, we don't have freedom of speech. I don't know about you guys. If you know anything about football, if you know anything about Colin Kaepernick and what he can do, what he's capable of doing, why wouldn't you sign him on your team? How frank, it's about the outside stuff. It's about the fans and all this stuff about this and that. Well, that's fine. But what did the caller just say about Michael Vick when he come to Atlanta? Fans get out their seats. They still wearing Michael Vick jerseys in the stadium. Yeah, there are going to be some protesters out there. Where is there not protesters? How many people protest against the NFL commissioner? Whenever he get on the microphone at the end of the game or whatever he want to do, he get more booze than Halloween. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. They boo him like it's going out of style. They're against him. But he's still the NFL commissioner making $40 million a year. What's that about? Come on, man. Give this man a chance. You're taking food off his table. But you take Jay Cutler to Miami and give him $10 million a year for 1 year to come down and play for them. He's not Mexican. He's not black. He's not Latino. He's not Asian. He's not African. He's not none of that. What is he? He a white boy in America. Hey, guys, that's all the show I have for you today. I'm going to shut it down. I could talk about this till 5 o'clock in the morning, right? But we got to get off of this. We got to get on and move on with our lives. I said my piece about this. I'll probably have to talk more later. But that's what it's about, guys. Don't look at it any other way. It's still about race. That's what America's about. Race. So don't ever forget that. Teach your kids about that. Help your kids to understand before it's too late. Before something happens to them. Then you got to explain. Then you, Daddy, why you didn't tell me this long time ago? Mama, why you didn't tell me this long time ago? Go ahead and let your kids know that America is all about race. Now, everybody say, well, you always had to bring race into it. Well, America always bring race into it. So why shouldn't I? Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. And, all I got to say, and I'm going to shut down, is take care of you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on your family. Concentrate on, uplifting your family, teaching them to be aware of these things, And they may go out and protest, too. But let them know what this protest is, what may come from this. You may lose your job, you may get blackballed from whatever you're doing. But at least you stood up. And I have to applaud that. But guys, concentrate on you, concentrate on your family, and take care of them. You have the wisdom to make things change for them. Change for them. Start with them first, okay? And another thing, join me tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours. I'll be right here, same place, same time. Take care of yourself, guys. Let's take it home. Concentrate on you. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.
You're a silhouette of splendor. I love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling. Makes it so easy. And oh, so pleasing. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Oh, take separation to bring appreciation. And I want to thank you for all the love too. The secret lies in our minds, the love we share and the time that buys helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Always make me sit down.